In you, O God, is the fountain of life. In your light, we shall see light.
From the beginning of the year, you had high hopes. I said, God has a word for you today. You had targets. You had expectations in your heart. There were things you told God you're going to do this year. I know some of you, the moment you saw the calendar and realized 1st December, November was your last hope. Don't worry. The mercy of God. I said, the mercy of God is going to speak. You knew, you planned that this year, you're going to pray 6 hours every day. 3 hours at dawn. 3 hours at night. But you know, when you calculate all your prayers you've prayed this year, it's not up to 2 hours. The entire year, from January to yesterday, your entire prayer, if you put all the time together, is not up to 2 hours. I'm not including the one we did in church. Your personal one, because when you were drawing the plan, you didn't have the one you do in church.
Hallelujah. Are you sure you're here?
And when you compare, you look, you realize that there is no miracle you deserve. You knew by this time, by your plans, latest by April, that addiction had ended. But you realized the addiction, you've been more addicted to that addiction than you've ever been addicted. For his mercies shall endure. Thank you, Jesus. So God wants you to know that in the most difficult time, when it looks like all hope is gone, his mercy is speaking for you. Do you hear what I'm saying? His mercy is speaking for you. Ephesians 2. Ne uma baro ne uma. Now, before we read Ephesians 2, let me read 1 Peter 1 to you. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You are saved by grace through faith. But listen, right from the fall of man, there was a destiny that has been predetermined by the error, the corruption that happened in the spirit of man. And by that corruption, considering the demand of justice, what man really deserved wasn't salvation. What man deserved was condemnation. But said, God, who is rich in mercy, Kavasa. You see, the mercy of God is you not receiving what you deserve. When you look at the wrongs, you look at the things you've done, by his mercy, you don't receive that judgment. You don't receive the judgment you deserve. By his mercy. You know, the grace of God is God giving you what you don't deserve. That's the basic level. The mercy of God is God not giving you the judgment you deserve. So the judgment that man deserved was condemnation. So the day you eat from this tree, you shall surely die. Yet, by the mercies of God, by the sheer mercies of God, he sent forth his son to die in your place. Now, his son is the embodiment of grace and truth. So, the entire salvation project began by the mercies of God. The entire work of salvation began, the entire, the work of salvation is the work of grace. So the entire work of grace began by the mercies of God. The mercy of God is the deep compassion of God. Ephesians chapter 2. Come on, shout this. I have great help. You know what the Bible says? Come ye boldly to the throne of grace to receive mercy. Do you see it? He says, you come to receive mercy and find grace in time of need. You don't have to be boasting. Stop boasting. Ephesians 2 from verse 1. And you, he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. By nature, children of wrath, just as the others. But God, come on, shout it, but God. So they may say all the things they have to say about you. You are prayerless. You are powerless. Whatever they mean by you are powerless. They may say you are nobody. But listen, but God. They say you cannot qualify. You say, but God. Who do you think you are? But God. I have not fasted. Yes, this 100 days. You have eaten 20 days. But it says, but God. Sheba, it doesn't mean that don't continue. We are doing 100 days. Someone goes, 100 days. You've eaten 20 days. Now, today is day what? Day 40 something. 46, right? Yes. You've done 20 days. You've eaten 20 days. There are some who have eaten 30 days. You have bought 10 and a wee biscuit.
For his mercy.
So now, how does it go to go? Hey, we are in the spirit. You go like, hey, me this fast crown. I don't think I can receive anything. Don't worry. But his mercy. But God. So you see, it is not about but you. He says, but God. It's not but you. It's not but you. It's not but your effort. It's not by your intelligence. It's but God. Maybe you have wasted about 20 years of your life. Not focusing on that thing which God has called you to do, but God. Are you sure you are here? Come on, give someone a high five and tell the person, no matter what, but God. But God. But God. Maybe you became a victim of an activity of terminating a pregnancy or something like that, and now you are scared of the future, but God. Rabba so take it. Can you rise on the feet and shout, but God! Glory to God! But God! But God! Others may share their stories. I have never smoked before. Me, I have never done this before. I have never done anything bad before. That is why I'm blessed. You look at your life in the mirror. Say, hey. So me, what will happen to me? Brother, no. But God. But God, maybe you got some opportunities and you messed those opportunities up. And now you look at your life and you feel like, is there going to be a chance for me? But God, the race is not to the swift. Maybe I'll be teaching the advantage of chance. It is by mercy that we can be able to. Mercy is what provokes the advantage of chance. I know all things work by the words you speak. Your world is framed by your words. But maybe by the wrong words you've spoken, listen to me. There is something also called the mercy of God. There is a bad God. Bad God. Maybe came to church and you hear the message and you hear people sharing testimonies and sharing the things God have done, how they've given, they've partnered. Someone received money, partnered, and God is working things in his life. And go like, hey, me. When? Then you start attacking yourself. Maybe because when you give, you think wrongly. That is why, brother, but God. I said, but God. You go like, hey, this guy, God had masters, he's struggling to make a living. He's struggling in life. Much more me with Antilla community. But God! Come and shout, but God. They might say that your forefathers offered a sacrifice
for their generation, and they've planted your destinies under a shrine, and clearly it's working against the family, and you look at it and it's like you can really tell that something is not right somewhere. Beloved, that's God. But God. It is this bad God, this mercy, that caused Ruth to receive food. Ruth was fed by this mercy. Rahab. You see Rahab? Yes.
Which Rahab?
Oh. Can you hear? I just wanted that statement to come out. You see? Rahab, the prostitute. Why should it be so? But God. It doesn't matter how men will refer you, the reference, the name they give to you, but God. Now, this is the question I always ask. Why is it that the spies that entered Jericho, why didn't they enter anyone else's home? But they entered the home of Rahab. These were righteous men. That's God.
That's God.
As the things have been activated in your life, the mercy of God, the mercy of God. Doesn't matter your age, doesn't matter the time you've wasted, doesn't matter the things that have not worked over your life. There is a but God, the mercy of God. It's a but God who is rich in mercy. But God who is rich in mercy. Ah, Shabbatosa. But God. That God. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. So now you see it. Mercy is the source. So the first source is love. And love works through mercy to produce the work of grace. So the entire work of grace is shoot out of the mercy of God. Don't undermine the power of God's mercy in your life. You know, sometimes you look at people and you yourself, you can tell that you are smarter than they are. You are prayerful than they are. You are anointed than they are. Your tongues are heavier. Kubu katusi. Theirs are... Have you joined the telegram prayer before? You joined the telegram prayer, you hear some people... Some of those people is too. Either they are feeling sleepy or they are browsing. So they are browsing. So, yet, but God. But God. Lift your right hand. Say, I experience the sure mercies of God. Say, oh God. Come on. Say,
oh God.
Show me mercy. You can address that area in your business, in your ministry, in your daily life, in your family. Oh God, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Hallelujah. Look at Romans chapter 9. But before Romans 9, let's go into some scriptures from the Old Testament portion of the Bible. Let's look at this story in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. From verse 17, all right. This was a fight between the Moabites, all right, and then the Ammonites coming together to fight against King Jehoshaphat. Clearly, it was obvious that King Jehoshaphat wasn't having enough resources to win that war. Sometimes you look at yourself and say, you don't have enough resources for that project. Even the faith for it, you know, when you look, it's like you don't have the faith for it. You know, so that faith works by a revelation you have received. Do you understand? And you search for answers through the scriptures for the right light. You see, for the right light, so that your faith will be alive for solution. And you've still not assessed it. There's the mercy of God. I said, the mercy of God, you can rely on it any day. Can trust God for his mercies. I shall hear. can trust God for his mercies.
So now when the people were coming against them, King Jehoshaphat, look at what he said.
Verse 17. After they had gone to face God in prayer and all that, look at something that happened. Verse 17. So you will not need to fight in this battle. This is God talking to them by prophecy. Alright?
You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Shout hallelujah. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, oh glory, look at it, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. His mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever." You are going to war and you are singing, and the song you are singing is "Praise the Lord." They were not singing Metia Bonsamso. No. They were not singing war songs. They were not singing songs to chant for power. They were declaring and celebrating God for his mercies. They knew nothing was going to happen by their efforts. They knew they were not going to win by their strength. A word has come: you shall not fight, but you shall win. And all they were doing is declaring the mercies of God. Now, some of you will not need your money to buy a house. It's not every testimony you should equate it to something you've done. That's a testimony, you know, is the mercies of God. Now, I'm not telling you something that is not real. I'm telling you something me have experienced. What are you talking about? You will not need your life savings to buy a house. You will not need your life savings to own a car. The mercies of God is going to see. The mercy of God is going to see you through the fulfillment of your ministry. The fulfillment of your ministry. The mandate which God has given to you. The call of God upon your life. I'm telling you, the call of God upon your life. The purpose of God, which has been predetermined by God over your life. By his mercy, you shall fulfill that call. By his mercy, you shall fulfill that mandate. By the mercies of God. By the mercies of God, you will complete that task. When you look at your strategy and the efforts you are putting in it, it has not been that well. No, it's not going to be by your strength. Kado shekata. By the mercies of God. By the mercies of God. Yes, maybe your dad was supposed to use some money to invest into your academics, all right? And then he thought that he has to put that money into a business, and the business didn't work out and collapsed, and he has lost the money. And you are looking at yourself and you are thinking, how am I going to go to school? My dad had made a mistake. How am I going to go to school? How am I going to continue? The mercy of God. The mercies of God. The mercies of God. The mercy of God is speaking over your life. The mercy of God is speaking over your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I said, the mercy of God is speaking over your life. The mercy of God, Rabbo say, Abakaba. God's mercy, his mercies, Ligobo Shakalamanto say, Haya. Oh, Ragabahaya. You look back into your life, and you are not going to be able to declare or explain that testimony or miracle. You will not be able to explain it. All you'll be able to say is, this is his mercy. This is the mercy of God.
One of the brethren here, you know, I'm a completed secondary school, and I wanted to go see to my school. You should pick a form and go to school. Come to Legon. So he picked the form, and there was nothing like, wow, what shows that was going to come to school? The mercy of God spoke. And now he's on scholarship. On scholarship. Right here, the mercy of God, right here. It's not any anointing gimmick. It is a mercy of God. I'm enjoying God's mercy.
For His mercy shall endure. Ne uma barone, uma ba sima da 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 o sipi.
As I enjoy God's mercy. Thank you, Lord. See, it makes your heart humble. I said, there are some people, there are certain testimony they will have. They will be scared for the rest of their life to tell the details of that testimony. They will be scared because when they look at the detail, they know it's just the mercy of God. So there are times by your efforts you have failed. But His mercy knoweth how to orchestrate victory. I declare the orchestration of victory by mercy. The orchestration of victory by the mercy of God over your life. You know what this brother do? Hey, my faith made it up. My faith. Calm down. The mercy of God is stronger. Even this faith you boast of, it came by mercy.
Glory to God.
I enjoy the mercies of God every day of my life. Yes. We enjoy His mercies. We enjoy it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, take your seat like a king. David said, I hope in your mercy. See, one of the people that learned how to take advantage of God's mercy was David. So for He teaches my hands to make war and my fingers for battle. He said, I hope in your mercy. Now, I know you are trying to confuse it. So grace and mercy, what's the difference? You see, God abounds in grace. My Bible didn't say God abounds in mercy. It says God is rich in mercy. So when it comes to God's mercy, it's about its richness. The mercy of God is not plenty. It is sure. It's the same. It's not like you enjoy more mercy than the other. And you know, let me tell you something. You don't compete for mercy. Mercy is God's choice. He said, I'll be merciful to whom I'll be merciful to. You can take more grace. When it comes to mercy, it is either He showeth mercy. Nobody takes more mercy. See, this is what makes our relationship with Jesus different. This is what makes God different. This is what makes our walk with God different. It's the mercy of God. How we partake of His mercy. If you look at the disciples of Jesus, it was just mercy. It was not how good they were. The appointment of the disciples of Jesus were by the mercies of God. Yesterday, I was having a training for some of the brethren. And I was sharing my upbringing, my process, how I got into ministry. And you see that there's the mercy of God at work. The mercy of God at work. And so when I should share, like, my status, so, like, sensual realm status, you will never believe.
For me, I know, you know when I'm talking about mercy, me, I understand mercy. Me. My korobo, shut up. I understand mercy when I look into a mirror. You understand? I understand the mercy when I look into a mirror. Even sometimes the way the divine understanding comes to me, I know it's by the mercy of God. Yes, there is a grace of God to do, but there is a mercy of God. I was explaining that growing up in my life, when it comes to spiritual activities, I've never been a leader in any spiritual activity before. In SU, I was not a leader. I was a prayer secretary. But I was the engine. You see, you will not find me as the senior man. That's why after today, wherever I go, it becomes difficult for me to tell someone that I'm the set man or the pastor of... No, I would say I'm one of the pastors. That's how I always introduce myself. Oh, one of the pastors. The mercy of God. You the kukoti. One revelation scripture you found is young person will be able to give you opportunity to do prayer meet prayer. Lead 1 minute prayer. Before I lead a prayer, I want to show you one scripture. I want to show you. Hallelujah. All right, let's quickly run through this. God is rich in mercy. All right. We saw that in Ephesians 2, verse 14. In Romans 5, 17, you see that we are bound in grace. There is something about the kingdom of God. Now, if I skip this in this introduction, it will be quite some way for me. So let's look at it in Psalm 80. Let's see the entire frame of God's kingdom and his throne. In the entire frame of God's rule, his kingdom, his throne. Look at this. Speak in tongues. Wave your hands to Jesus and speak in tongues. Are you being blessed? Yeah. Yes, Psalm 89. Let's go to Psalm 89. Psalm 89 from verse 1. Psalm 89 verse 1. He said, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. I told you, David doesn't joke with the mercy of God. He said, with my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. I've made a covenant with my chosen. I've sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence by all those around him. Hallelujah. O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. You have broken Rahab in pieces as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and all its fullness, you have founded them. The north and south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand. And high is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Mercy and truth go before your face. So the mercy of God is not something that ended when Christ came. There is a mercy we've received by the finished work of Christ. You see, just Christ coming alone is the mercy of God. But the mercy of God is not a one-time event. It's a continuous enjoyment. So he says, his mercies, they are new every morning. The mercy of God is new every morning. It's not a one-time thing. So you can always activate the mercy of God in all situations. But now he says that the foundation of his throne is justice, is righteousness and justice. And so mercy and truth is before you. And I'm going to explain something to you. Let me quickly go take you through it. All right. So now we are looking at the difference between mercy, all right, and grace, okay? So you don't confuse the two. The Bible says that for we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, when he says full of grace and truth, he's not saying two things. Grace is truth. Grace is your reality. It's the reality. It's the substance of grace. So when it talks about before him is mercy and truth, he's also talking about his grace. Because the grace of God is the truth of God. Why? Christ is the embodiment of grace. The Bible didn't say Christ came as the embodiment of mercy. Christ is the substance of all things, right? But intrinsically, Christ came as grace and was released by mercy. I think gradually you're getting the differences, right? When someone goes to jail, there are people that are taken to jail, and maybe some are told to be in jail for 10 years, some 20, some also, they are there forever, condemned. They are condemned in jail. But there is also a legal, there is as part of our constitution, there is a clause in the constitution of Ghana or of different countries, right? And that constitution is called the presidential pardon. The presidential pardon is legal. Now, because I want you to know that the mercy of God is legal. That presidential pardon is given to whom the president will let. So someone might have committed some crime and may receive presidential pardon. That is how mercy is like. The person deserved to be in jail for maybe 50 years. And their son, because of presidential pardon, some of them maybe by within 2 years, that lot falls on them. And they have to be set free. Are you sure you're here? So presidential pardon is when the president bends the rule. But it is legal. Mercy is when God bends the rules for you. God bends the rule for you. Bends the rule in your favor. The word mercy is from the Greek word eleos, which means kindness or goodwill. Right? Now, it's mostly used as kindness or goodwill towards someone who may seem to be in a miserable situation. The Lord is merciful to you. So, grace, take note of this. Grace represents God giving you what you don't deserve. Whilst mercy is God not giving you what you deserve. So maybe grace says you don't deserve peace, but God gives you peace. Mercy says you deserve punishment. You deserve condemnation. But God gives you deliverance. I assure you are here. Grace also, God bringing the undeserving to the realm where he can legally deserve. That's grace. You will not find this one anywhere. So make sure you are writing them. Mercy is God's compassion for you, even when you are falling short. As it doesn't matter your history, you are enjoying the mercy of God. Through Christ, that's what we've been brought. It's a waterfall. You are under a waterfall of God's mercy and grace. So these two actually demonstrate the benevolence of God. So God is a giver. Grace is that which God gives. Mercy is what God gives. But both of them have unique workings. Sometimes they are used interchangeably. But they have their unique design or purpose. Are you sure you are here? So, get this. Mercy, grace, and faith. I want you to get the difference. Now, there's a difference between mercy and grace. But mercy and grace represent the benevolence of God. That is God giving. What is faith? Faith represents you receiving. Do you understand? So, faith is how you are receiving. Mercy and grace are the benevolence of God. If you understand the word benevolence, when I say that one is benevolence, it means the person is a giver. Now get this. At the point where your faith, like I mentioned earlier, you realize you've tried to receive and your faith is not able to receive, God showed mercy. So mercy makes the difference when it seems your faith is incomplete. Lamentations chapter 3. Right, before we read Lamentation 3, let me give you more points and then. Now, between mercy and grace, mercy deals with the consequence of sins or the consequence
or the outcome of a certain life lived. That's what mercy deals with. Now, when it comes to context, a lot of people always relate to, when it comes to mercy, they're related to sin. But mercy, the work of God's mercy, is bigger than the sins. Are you sure you're understanding? You see, sometimes people come to church with you, share the word of God, you jump. But you must understand what you are doing. Grace, what grace does is that grace brings you freedom from sin. However, when it comes to the sins, the wrongs people do, there are consequences of your wrongs. And the mercy of God shows up in the consequences of your wrongs. So mercy is God's attitude towards you, whilst grace is God's activity within you to equip and transform you. Grace is God's activity within you. Mercy is the attitude of God towards you. So mercy is deliverance from judgment. Grace is God extending his kindness to us whilst we are yet and may yet remain unworthy. That's what grace does. It's God extending his kindness towards you. Mercy is not reaping what you have sown. So, whatever a man soweth, he will reap. But mercy is not reaping what you have sown. Make sure the emphasis in your note is the not. Mercy is not, capital N-O-T. Mercy is not reaping what you have sown. So sometimes you have sown something wrong, but mercy will show up. Mercy shows up. And that's why you must be careful how you judge others. Don't judge people. Never make it your lifestyle. You hear me? No matter how wrong people, the wrongs people do, don't be in a position to be the one judging people. Focus on your life. Because sometimes judging people becomes an act of pride. The Bible says God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. The Bible says it's a dangerous thing to fall in the hands of God. It's dangerous to become an enemy of God. You realize God loves the people. See, God loved the Israelites. They misbehaved. The earth opened. God punished them. Then Moses too. He thought he was a God. Started insulting God's people. God said, Nasa, you will see the promised land, you will not go enter. See, God will send the Assyrians, the Israelites will disobey. God will send the Assyrians to attack the Israelites. And the Assyrians too, they too giddy. By their evil heart, they will commit more atrocities. And God will say, the Assyrians, I will wipe them out of the face of the earth. And when you're dealing with God, you must always be gracious. Let God be God. Don't be like you understand God better than God. You understand what God wants better than God. You're like all these men of God who have made themselves champions of condemning other men of God and condemning people and talking to people anyhow. Some of them go to their wardrobe and you see the cobwebs and the skeletons. They boast of their righteousness. It's God that showeth mercy. Do you hear me? So, mercy is God not giving you what you deserve, yet he satisfies you without your hand in it. He's not giving you what you've reaped, yet he satisfies you without your hand in it. Whilst the man of God said, grace is reaping what Jesus has sown. That's what the grace of God is. I love that explanation that man of God gave. He said, grace is reaping what Jesus has sown. Hallelujah. Listen, mercy is not dependent on your choice. Mercy is the chance God gives you. It's the chance that God gives you. Wave your hands to Jesus. Wave your hands and begin to thank the Lord. We're going to rise up in prayer, declaring, oh God, fill my day with your mercies. Lamentation chapter 3. Lamentation chapter 3. Hallelujah. Lamentation 2 verse 19. Remember my affliction and roaming, the wormwood and gall. My soul still remembers and sings within me. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. I said, mercy deals with consequences. Through the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning.
Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him. Listen, maybe you're looking for a miracle, eagerly looking for a miracle. You're looking for a testimony to happen, and you are doing so many things, trying many connections. Listen, maintain focus on that which God has called you to do. Remain established in the place God has put you. His mercies will show up. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your... So the release of God's mercies are dependent on the faithfulness of God. By your mercies, Lord, we are not consumed. We enjoy your mercies, the new mercies, every morning, every day. We speak into the week. We speak into the days of the month of this December. The Lord, every day we shall receive and enjoy new mercies. Lift your voice in prayer. New mercies. Doesn't matter how much has been delayed. It doesn't matter the wasted months we've had. It doesn't matter the things we've not been able to accomplish this year. The steadfast love of the Lord. They are new every morning. By the mercies of God, we shall not be consumed. We shall not be consumed. Your business shall not be consumed. Your life shall not be consumed. Your business shall not be consumed. No. Your year is ending in glory by the mercies of God. Every day of the month, you experience the new mercies of God. In the name of Jesus. If in case you came in with any challenge of the body, by the mercies of God, I declare you free in the name of Jesus. Come on, roar, lift your voice. By the mercies of God. Hey, Rebo Sobeha Tabakatos. The things that seem impossible, by the mercies of God, by the mercies of God, by the mercies of God, we walk in possibility. In the name of Jesus, La Rosa Vahatoskaba. Ah! Thank you, Lord, for your mercies. Lift your voice, begin to praise him. Praise the Lord for his mercies. Praise the Lord for his mercies. Praise the Lord for his mercies. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercies. Hallelujah. Come and celebrate the Lord.